Breaking news, microwave dinners and frozen pizza, not the best way to build your meal plan.
No kidding. I need something I can really sink my teeth into, and I'm not talking that cardboard frozen stuff either.
Well, for some of us, the thought of cooking anything of real substance, it's just too difficult.
And it doesn't really have to be. Michelle Belseau believes that learning to cook can be quick and easy, and she'll show you just how to do that. She joins us next on the 315.
As a public radio listener, we know you have a lot of different interests. And with our slate of podcasts, we try and provide on-demand audio for everyone.
This is Marv Duggar with Science on the Radio.
From contentious public divorces to drunk driving arrests to private rants caught on tape, Hollywood figures are no stranger to the heat of the spotlight.
The NBA Draft Combine starts today, and every Syracuse fan is watching this guy.
Whether it's science, sports, or pop culture, we think you'll find something you can enjoy. Check out our selection of on-demand audio over at WAER.org or in Apple Podcasts by searching for WAER.
Welcome to the 315, the podcast where we connect you with what's happening in the Syracuse area.
And this week is no exception as we're joined by Michelle Belseau from Let's Cook Syracuse, the fun and entertaining way to learn how to better survive the kitchen. Michelle, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So in a nutshell, no pun intended, what is Let's Cook Syracuse?
Well, Let's Cook Syracuse is a really fun, interactive cooking class where you come in. It's very hands-on. So not only are you learning how to cook, or maybe you do already know how to cook and you're just learning some new recipes, some new tips to make things easier, but it's really all about having fun in the kitchen. It's about entertaining, and people come together in groups. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of couples. We have a lot of girls' nights out, and it's intimate. It's 6 to 8 people, and they're cooking everything from scratch.
Where does this take place?
I hold the classes in my home. Okay. I have a big kitchen. Mm-hmm. And for me, if you're a home cook, that's the best place to learn how to cook and where to cook.
Absolutely. And describe the typical. You said couples and girls' nights, but describe the typical folks that come take your classes.
Oh my gosh, we've had everything. All ages, all demographics. It's a lot of fun to have people who really do not know how to cook. Mm-hmm. And they're afraid of cooking. And so they actually make something and they are surprised at what they end up with. I had a young girl in who was terrified. I don't know if she'd ever held a knife before. And she ended up making a vegetable risotto, and she was so proud of herself.
Nice.
And I mean, a risotto is very time consuming, and it was delicious. And I think we've started her onto, you know, a new track. But we have a lot of people that just enjoy cooking. And so for a night out with your friends, you can bring a bottle of wine and really make it even a little bit more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very end of the cooking, we all sit down and have a dinner party.
Nice.
So everybody gets to not just sample, but actually have plenty of food to eat.
The idea of Let's Cook Syracuse, it sounds real fun. It sounds like a mm-hmm. real service to the community. But where does an idea like this come from? What sort of launched this idea for you?
I've always loved to cook and loved to entertain. It's really difficult when you're working all day to be able to go home and throw a meal together. Or people end up making the same meal every week. Tuesday's meatloaf, Wednesday's pasta. So coming up with new recipes is always difficult. I had a business years ago, a food business called Make and Take Gourmet, where people would come in and it was a meal assembly kitchen.
Wait a minute, where was that? Was that over in Town Center in Fayetteville?
Yes, there was one there. Did you do that?
I did that. I brought a few meals out of there.
Oh my gosh, so is that the like best concept ever?
It was really cool. Yeah. It was really cool. There was some really good stuff in there too. Yeah, no, I remember that.
And all those recipes were mine. And I've had a lot of people just ask me to share the recipes. And this is something that I've been dreaming about doing for a couple years.
Now, did you run into trouble with Wegmans and its push to make these prepared meals?
The timing was good. Make and Take Gourmet, while it was a great concept, was very early on in the mm-hmm. home meal replacement. And there was a lot of other competition coming okay. into the marketplace. And Wegmans was definitely somebody large to contend with.
Okay.
And they do a good job.
So how do you position yourself? What are you selling people who might typically do recipe research online or watch things like Food Television Network? What are you offering that they can't get from those sources?
Let's Cook Syracuse offers something more than just the Food Network, something more than just recipes on television. It's the entertainment and it's the social aspect of it. I actually took a cooking class in Charleston, South Carolina years ago when my daughter was in college. And even though I love to cook, I had a blast and left with a couple recipes that I probably never would have thought of or even tried. And now they're in my back pocket.
For someone who's got a sweet tooth, I know you offer a class that just specializes in the concept of desserts. So someone signs up for that class, they show up. What's a typical menu they could expect to be making in the dessert class?
Oh, one of my favorites. What they really like making is the chocolate molten lava cakes because they're made from scratch. They look really difficult, but they are so delicious. When you cut into that, it's warm out of the oven and the chocolate just oozes out of the center. And they make homemade whipped cream. Once you've made homemade whipped cream or tried it, you will never buy whipped cream in the grocery store again. Mm-hmm. It's really simple to make and it tastes so much better. But what's fun about the classes, like even the dessert classes, I'll customize a menu for a class. So if there's something they really want to learn how to make, we'll do it. I have a class coming up. It's a pasta party class where they'll make their own homemade pasta. We'll do two or three sauces, but they also want to make cannolis from scratch. So we added that into the mix.
Do you go beyond the cooking to teach things like mise en place, getting prepared in the kitchen, proper tools? Do you go that deep with your classes to help people be better in the kitchen?
Absolutely. You know, while we're trying to make it fun and entertaining, I want people to go home with some tips that'll help them at the end of the day. And even just sometimes starting with simple knife skills on how to cut an onion, because nobody likes cutting onions, and it's really not difficult.
I took a course here at Syracuse University, Intro to Culinary Arts, and I think my instructor was upset when I told him that the most useful thing I learned was knife skills, was
right.
How to cut an onion, actually. And he's like, is that all you're getting from me? Which wasn't the truth. I mean, I learned a lot of great stuff. But knife skills are important. Prep time is important. Learning how to manage the cooking schedule so that, you know, some things aren't done sooner than others. So it's all important stuff. And it sounds like you're offering a really fun environment to learn a lot of that stuff in.
Absolutely. That's what we set out to do. And you're right, when you're trying to schedule a whole meal to come out hot and fresh at the same time, that's something, it's a huge challenge for people. But when we're making a whole dinner from scratch and you're starting with appetizers and finishing with dessert, people are seeing how you time everything. Mm-hmm. And I try and teach people how to prep as much as they can in advance.
So was there a time that you wanted to slap someone? Did they spill some wine on your carpet? Did they mess up a dish? Did they break a glass? What's going on? Because it's in your home, right? And you have folks coming in and they're having a good time. Have there been accidents?
Oh, there's always accidents. You know, it's part of cooking. But it's nothing that I can't laugh about and nothing that has been horrible. I mean, I've had some really interesting experiences with people, but sometimes they're a little intimidated when they first walk in. But because it's in the home, they're immediately comfortable. And I have people that have come in as strangers and they've left as friends. And that I really enjoy. So if they're going to spill a glass of wine, I might actually be the first one to do that. So I try and put them right at ease.
Let's assume Kevin's a horrible chef, home cook.
I can cook breakfast really well. Outside of that, it's kind of hit or miss.
And you had a bunch of Kevins coming over.
Yes.
A bad class.
What would be a typical thing that you would schedule out or plan out for a group like that? People who don't cook often, who have zero skills like Kevin.
Oh, goodness. There's so many based on your theme and what you like to do. Do you like to cook Mexican, Italian, Southern cooking, Greek cooking? I try and show people at the end of the day, even if there's a million ingredients in a recipe, that it's really easy to break it down. Mm-hmm. They get a little overwhelmed. But if you've never cooked before, that's where I start with the knife skills. Although it's pretty crazy when you have 6 to 8 people all chopping an onion at once. It's a little overpowering in there. But that's good to do. I do all of the prep work in advance. Obviously, all the grocery shopping, everything you need for your recipe is at your station. You do all the work. I mean, you do every bit of chopping, measuring ingredients, but I make it super easy for you. I like having a lot of Kevins in the class. It is fun.
I think maybe as people are hearing this conversation, they're picturing the overwhelmed adult, or the Kevin, if you will. But you offer like cooking classes for children as well. Maybe what's that like? And maybe specifically, like, what are some challenges with teaching the children that you just don't encounter with adults?
Teaching children is a lot of fun. It really is, because they're like sponges and they soak it up and they're excited to be there. Their attention spans are a little bit shorter, so you have to break the class up a little bit. And we try and do much more simple meals. We'll do an entree or we'll do a dessert. And then I break it up and I give them an apron and they can decorate. So it's a little bit of a different challenge, but I want them to leave loving cooking and realizing that this is something that they can do with their families, with their parents, and it's something that they'll need for the rest of their life. So it's just instilling that love of cooking in them. But children, they really enjoy it. I can't tell you, especially with the Food Network, and there's so many kids' challenges on TV right now, that it's become really popular. It's just so hard. Parents don't always have that extra time if they're working to spend with their kids putting a meal together.
So taking a look through your website, you'll see a number of different classes that you offer, some at different price points that they can register for. If you're just kind of thinking back, what's one of the more popular classes that just comes up a lot for you?
There's a number of them, but probably the most popular so far is a class called The Dinner Party. And that's something where they start with, we make a Cajun shrimp with remoulade sauce as an appetizer. Then we make chicken piccata with lemon, wine, capers, butter, lots of butter, and a couple side dishes, and end with a dessert so that they know how to put a complete dinner together. And that has been really popular.
So Kevin is a horrible chef. I happen to be a very accomplished home chef.
Poor Kevin.
Do you have programs for those that are a little more advanced and maybe looking to try different or more advanced techniques? Or are you more specializing with individuals that are more on the beginner level?
A little bit of both, I would say. People who do not know how to cook, we show them how easy it is, how fun it is, without doing the parts of cooking that nobody enjoys, like the dishes, because you get to leave all the dirty dishes for me.
That's a plus.
Yes, that's the best part, right? But if somebody does know how to cook, I have a lot of them because it's something they enjoy. So they take the class for, one, getting new recipes, two, maybe learning a new tip, you know, something to simplify something that they're doing, or learning a new cooking method. And three, just for the entertainment value, getting together with their friends. It's a night out. So if you were going to go out to dinner with your girlfriends and have dinner and a couple glasses of wine, you know, you go home at the end of the night having a good time. You come to the cooking class, and for just a few extra dollars, you go home with the recipes and some new knowledge. Private parties has been extremely popular.
So for someone who's maybe a little more intimidated, thinking they're going to show up and just be a step behind everyone else, do you know ahead of time how many Joes versus how many Kevins you have in a given class? You can kind of cater what you're going to do to the different skill levels?
Or do you ask folks to fill out like a questionnaire that assesses levels and interest, or do they just come and show up?
They really just come and show up. So when they get there, we talk and we chat when they first get there, and you can immediately tell the people that are a little bit more intimidated, and those are the ones you put a little bit more at ease. And they need a little more hand-holding. But honestly, as soon as they get started and they're working side by side with other people, and I usually put them on a team, so there might be two people on a team working together, they're very comfortable. It's actually very rewarding to see the Kevins and the Joes working together.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Oh, I have a number of favorites. I love Italian food, even though I'm not Italian. I have a favorite dish that every time I entertain, I always have to make for people. They always ask for Cheez-It chicken. So it must be one of my signature dishes. When people are coming over and I'm entertaining, I like to experiment. Not everything works out, but if it's good, then I put it into the mix.
And how can people find out more about your program?
We have a website, letscooksyracuse.com. And on the site, you can see a number of the different themed classes that we have. Private parties are available. You can book right online. So there's a lot more information on how we get started, what we're all about. Try and make it super easy.
Well, thanks for coming by to chat with us, and hopefully it's inspirational to the Kevins of the world and others out there who just want to mix it up a bit. You mentioned getting in a rut, and even though I consider myself not an accomplished cook, but I'm a decent cook. I cook most nights. My wife works further away than I do, so I'm always getting dinner started. But you do get in that rut where I'm fixing sort of the same thing week after week, and you need something to inspire you to break out of that. So thank you for coming in and inspiring us all. So we encourage you to check out the website and see what kind of offerings are out there and get out there and start cooking, Syracuse.
And that'll do it for another edition of the 315. You can get past episodes at WAER.org and follow the Facebook page at the 315 CNY. I'm Kevin Kloss.
And I'm Joe Lee. Until next time.